Welcome to another episode of the OCG Staff Training Series. The topic for this episode will be the new Unusual Incident Reporting Form, otherwise known as the UIR. The new BHRS UIR form will be implemented effective February 1st, 2017. OCG has used its own internally developed UIR form for many years. The county will be moving to a uniform form that all providers will be utilizing. Before we move into a review of the form, it's important to note that either a PDF or a link to the form will be contained within the same email containing this podcast link. You should follow along with the form as you listen to the podcast. After listening to the podcast, please email Elizabeth and inform her that you have listened to the training podcast so she can mark you off on the training list for this topic. Three initial things to point out are: one, the form will, although referred to as a critical incident report by the county, will continue to be referred to as a UIR within OCG. Two, the form is not a final draft. Three, the form was originally designed for contracted mental health programs and is being revised for both mental health and substance abuse programs to use. As a result, there will be many selections on the form that will not apply to us. Okay, let's get to the form. Page 1. Currently, we fax all our UIRs to our AOD analyst. That will continue unless directed otherwise. Disregard the instructions at the top of the form. In the reported by section goes the name of the person completing the report. That should more often than not be the staff person who has either witnessed or received a report of the incident. The phone number should be the main facility number for the respective site. The recovery resident should indicate extension 16. This requires that checking the extension be a frequent occurrence when the message light is on. Outpatient program staff should indicate their extensions. Residential program staff that have extensions should indicate them. If you don't have one, please use the extension of the program assistant. The next section deals with who was involved in the incident. Mental health number will most likely be changed to avatar number. If it does not, leave that blank. Indicate the client's age and sex. You'll check no for both conserved and dependent adult. This applies primarily to mental health programs. If a staff person is involved in an incident, that box should be checked and the name indicated. Examples of a staff member being involved in an incident are a staff and a client physical altercation, inappropriate relationship, etc. Enter the date of the incident, not the date you are writing the report. Enter the time and then select AM or PM. If the incident involves an arrest of the client, indicate if the arrest occurred on-site or off-site. An example of an off-site arrest is a client going to court and being remanded into custody. Indicate where the incident occurred. The most common choices OCG would select would be clinic / agency, community, supported residence, for which you would write in the recovery residence, or residential facility, for which you would write in EPA residential. Indicate if the incident was observed or was reported / alleged, and if substance abuse was involved. In order to select suspected, create information that leads to a conclusion for which an independent, reasonable person would arrive at the same suspicion. This is known as the reasonable person standard. The next section deals with various behaviors that would constitute a reportable incident. We will not go over every single incident listed, but we'll speak to incidents that require further explanation and or incidents that will most likely apply to OCG. Behavior related. AWOL is equivalent to our designation of a self-discharge. Symptom-related issue will not apply to OCG. High-risk behaviors and rule compliance will obviously apply to OCG clients. Hospital / PES, which stands for Psych Emergency Services, / police related. If 911 is called and a client ends up being 5150'd, make sure that at some point we determine which hospital the client was taken to. If the police respond first, which is often the case, and they then call the paramedics to make a determination, indicate that and also indicate the name of the police department. Assault / abuse. Allegations of abuse made against a staff, provider, or facility would usually be a report that is filed by agency upper management when and if it comes into knowledge. Examples of incidents to client and or by client include, but are not limited to, clients getting involved in a fight, personal property. Select all that apply. Threats made by clients. We will always check warning given. This is equivalent to the client being dealt with. Breaking confidentiality of the client would usually not apply as a result of a client making a threat of violence. Licensed and certified staff have a professional duty to report and or inform when there is a specific threat made by a client to do harm to another, and there is a reasonable belief that the client will carry out the threat of violence. Confidentiality laws do not apply in these cases. This is commonly referred to as a Tarasoff warning, referring to the court case that established the precedent that a therapist's duty to protect the public superseded the client's expectation of privacy. It would be extremely rare for the common TC threat of violence to result in the calling of the police. However, if a client is making active threats and also engaging in actions that appear as if they aim to carry out the threat and are not standing down as per staff direction or the direction of their peers, staff have deemed the client out of control, 911 should be called in order to maintain the safety of the environment. The notify police box would then be checked. Medical. The majority of selections under the medical category of incidents are self-explanatory, but let's spend some time going over medication errors, serious medical / medication errors, poisoning, and self-harm. Medication errors can be made by staff, clients, or both. Examples of medication errors are failure to document, documentation errors, taking the wrong medication, wrong dosage, etc. An example of an incident where both staff and client are at fault is when the client is supposed to take one capsule, but able to take two, because the staff person did not follow policy and procedures in place to ensure clients aren't able to misuse their medication. Serious medical incidents are any incidents where emergency medical personnel are contacted to come on site. Examples of serious medication error incidents are those where the misuse, abuse, or taking the wrong medication could result in an adverse reaction. In these cases, usually poison control and or a hospital nurse helpline is called for guidance. Self-harm. In OCG's 27-year history, there have only been two legitimate suicide attempts on an OCG property. We mostly deal with incidents of self-harm. This determination, however, is made after there has been a thorough assessment performed. The assessment may be made by external sources if the incident results in psychiatric hospitalization. In addition, OCG always performs its own assessments to not only make a determination on the incident, but also the client's ongoing suitability for treatment in OCG. clinical staff are always involved in the writing of these UIRs, even if the incident occurred when or where no clinical staff were present. Pharmacy. Pharmacy errors. Example of pharmacy errors are indicated on the form for you to select from. However, if the type of error is not one of those listed, indicate in the space provided, see page 2, where you can write as a part of your incident explanation what the specific error was. Breach / security. This is a very broad section. Let's look at a few of the options listed on the form. Breach of confidentiality relates to the protection of clients' personal health information under HIPAA and 42 CFR regulations. Any breach or potential breaches must be reported to the executive director, who will write the UIR. Car accidents. This pertains to a vehicle accident of any kind involving an OCG vehicle or a personal vehicle while transporting an OCG client. Note, no staff person can transport OCG clients in their personal vehicle without the approval of the executive director. Theft / loss. An example of theft or loss is a client stealing the personal belongings of another client, a client stealing the personal belongings of a staff person, or the theft of OCG property. Facility safety / vandalism. This pertains to either the physical plant or clients. This could be physical plant issues that are an imminent danger to client and staff, or threats to harm clients, staff, or the property. Page 2. On this page, first write the name or names, plural, of the persons involved in the incident. In the current report format, and this may change over time, we're asked where the report is made to, select other, and write in AOD, and if also sent to probation, write AOD / PO. The rest of the space in this box is utilized to write the information that we previously wrote in the detail, action taken, preventative measures, and comment / follow-up section of the OCG UIR form. All of that same information must be written in this section. It is perfectly acceptable to use details, actions taken, preventative measures, and comments / follow-up as an outline within the box to help you formulate and articulate the explanation of the incident. Note, if you are not using the fillable form on a computer, please write legibly. You will then print and sign your name. Date your signature, and indicate the program name, which would either be OCG Recovery Residence, OCG DMC Outpatient, OCG EPA Residential. In closing, one important change other than this new form is the fact that clinicians at the residential program will be required to write incident reports when it pertains to the program-initiated referral, discharge, or termination of treatment due to either insufficient participation, such as unexcused absences, resulting in the missing of treatment services, or the client is deemed inappropriate for treatment at OCG. Any questions arising out of information in this training podcast or from the on-site training can be directed to the executive director at daytop@pacbell.net. Thank you for listening to another episode of the OCG Staff Training Series, and remember to email Elizabeth your confirmation of listening to this podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but That's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.